time for the good oil, thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, and first cold pressed in northern Victoria. Future of Leichhardt Oval. Crowd of nearly 16,000 watched the Tigers defeat the Sharks 32-6. But yesterday, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns was quoted. My real fear is that we put money into Leichhardt and the week afterwards they say, well, now we need money for Campbelltown. These things have got to be finely balanced and I'd love to have the spare revenue to pump into a suburban stadium at the moment, but I don't have it. Tigers CEO Shane Richardson. Now, I'm not sure if he's still interim, but he's CEO anyway. Shane Richardson has said that without investment, the Tigers will not be able to play games at Leichhardt next season. Speaking to the Telegraph, the Daily Telegraph, that is, yesterday, Landy spoke on the possibility of the NRL buying Leichhardt. If they wanted to give us Leichhardt Oval, we would be interested, absolutely. I do think the wording from Landy's of give us Leichhardt Oval is interesting because I highly doubt the NRL has enough money to go out and purchase a stadium. Is there
a place... They've been purchasing pubs and stuff around the whole joint, haven't they?
They have, but compared to the cost of a stadium, because you'd have to buy that. Let's say you bought it for, I don't know.
It's the land. It's the land, right?
Yeah. And then the cost of, okay, so let's say you buy it, I don't know, we'll just say, you know, $50 million, just a random number. But mm-hmm. Then it's also to upgrade it.
Mate, you could buy that.
Oh, that's rich coming from you. The bloke, he owns half the Gold Coast, I reckon. I've been kicked out. Everyone wonders why I live in Sydney. It's because Smithy kicked me out.
Mate, that's mate. The guy that you got the wrong guy. The guy that owns half of the Gold Coast is my colleague, Channel 9. His name's Paul Wharton, the great fat man,
That wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Fatty.
Smithy, what are your thoughts on this whole situation, mate?
Oh, it's a shame. Look, yeah, if we lose Leichhardt Oval, if the game loses Leichhardt Oval, it's a shame, right? Because it's one of the great suburban grounds. Now I'm saying this as a player that used to go up there, just dreading going to Leichhardt.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I should rephrase that. I dreaded it, but I absolutely loved it as well. If you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
You knew it was always going to be a hard away game. The Tigers were always up for that match against us. The NRL used to put us on a Sunday arvo there a lot. So it was just. It was capacity all the time.
Yeah,
they were packed in on the hill under the old scoreboard. There were people out on the verandas of the surrounding houses, you know, trying to get a look at the game. It was just chock-a-block. And we had some pretty close games there as well, which was fantastic. So, you know, as much as I dreaded going up there knowing that it was going to be a tough game, there's also a ground or a venue that provided some of the great atmospheres that I played in. Mm. You know, for a ground that what holds, what, 15,000? Oh, 20,000?
Yeah, a bit more, 16,000 on the weekend.
Yeah, if they jam them in there, it's anywhere from 15 to 20,000. Mm. You know, like it's not the biggest ground getting around, but the atmosphere that it does provide is unbelievable. So, you know, I feel for the players coming through that, you know, if this is lost to our game, then I feel for those guys that don't get an opportunity to play at such a historic ground like it, because there's been so many great games, some great teams and some wonderful players play there over the journey. Mm. If the NRL have the opportunity to somehow get their hands on Leichhardt Oval, I really think they should.
Well, I mean, I know it's quite different, but AFL with Marvel Stadium, like that's basically that's the rock of their whole organisation, because when they go to networks and the networks, if they try to lowball them, they say, well, we've got this billion-dollar asset that we can lend against, all that kind of stuff. I will say, a little bit interesting. So, Chris Minns has said, my real fear is that we put money into Leichhardt and the week afterwards they say, well, now we need money for Campbelltown. It's like, well, just say no then.
Yeah.
Because you're saying no now. So, it doesn't make sense. So, you've got the strength to say no to Leichhardt, but not once you've already put money in.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you just say, mate, we've already done Leichhardt for you?
And can that not be part of the agreement?
Yeah, like what?
So you just say, yeah, look, listen, we'll hand over some funds to help you redevelop Leichhardt and upgrade it, you know, to where it needs to be, but that'll be it.
Yeah.
If we do that, we're not doing another one.
And like what community would sit there and they'd be angry at the people asking for more. They'd be like, hang on a sec, you already got the money for Leichhardt. Why are, like, they'd be on his side. There'd be no one sitting there going, yeah, you actually should put money into Campbelltown. They'd be going, no, you chose Leichhardt. The money's in Leichhardt. We move on from that. So that was, I didn't understand that.
And we got a text here too, Campy. This is from Richard. This backs up what we're talking about. Hi, Smithy and Beak. My wife and I are Storm members. We're up in Sydney over the weekend and we wanted to watch the Tigers-Sharks game. So we headed out to Leichhardt. It was fantastic and an unbelievable atmosphere.
Yeah.
So this is coming from a person that is a Storm member, gets to go and watch the Melbourne Storm at Amy Park, which is, it's a more modern, great purpose-built rectangular stadium. And talking about one of the older grounds in the comp, saying it was unbelievable. So, yeah, good little message there for our government officials.
Yeah, I think also, look at the CommBank Stadium, like these smaller grounds, but they have a more intimate feel. It keeps it connected to the community, whereas if we just send all the teams to these bigger stadiums, you're going to lose that real... Because, yes, I understand everyone sits home and watches TV these days, all that kind of stuff. But if you want people at the games, if you want communities out putting money into their local community, you want them going to local suburban grounds. Otherwise, they will sit at home. They won't drive out to a core stadium. So it actually it boosts the economy for that local community. Whereas when you go to the bigger ones, that you're losing money to the local community.
Yeah. And, I think, we've heard a lot of people talk about the travel out to Homebush.
Oh.
It's a bit of a pain in the backside at times getting out there, particularly when they chuck a game out there that's not going to get a huge crowd.
Yeah.
Like in a 90,000 seat stadium, if you only have 20,000 there, number one, it's not a great look. Two, people don't particularly want to have to travel that far. So upgrading a smaller stadium in a city, ideal, I would suggest.
Yeah, it's just, you never know. There's so many moving pieces with situations like this. You never know where the push and the pull is coming from. There's just so many different agendas or certain things trying to get across the line, negotiation tactics, all that kind of stuff. But I agree with you. If the NRL can get it for dirt cheap, what an asset to have to the game. And also, imagine the NRL being able to design it for rugby league, how good it would be.
Well, what did the Tigers' new facility cost?
The Elite Academy?
Hmm.
Not sure.
We're not sure.
Not sure.
50, 60 million?
Ooh.
There's a little bit there. But that's not just for Tigers, is it? That's like pathways and development and all that sort of stuff, isn't it? For junior stuff? Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Anyway, that was the good oil, thanks to Cobram Estate. Premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. Got some text here. 78 million bucks for Concord.
Oh, there you go. 78 million.
Ooh. That'll hurt the back pocket.
Oh.
And so that's the Elite. Is that the Elite thing?
Yeah.
That's the entire community.
It's precinct. Community building.
So it's their high performance center, but it's also got two or three grounds out there that the club train on, but is mostly used by the Tigers, but also their junior rugby league as well.
Geez. So imagine how much a stadium would cost upgrade. You're looking at 150, 200 million probably. Blandy's has offered to buy Leichhardt so the Tigers can focus on Campbelltown. Okay. To be honest, I don't mind Tigers focusing on Campbelltown.
Is that PVL offered to buy it personally or?
Probably. He'd have the cash, surely. The big dog. Hey, surely.
Surely. Come on, PVL. Let's go. Mate.
Help us out.
He gets everything else done.
He really does. Now, we're going to head to a break. After the break, we've got plenty more to talk about. We've got games to preview. We've got huge Zoo versus Fandora fight. We've got, 1,000 things to talk about. Stay tuned.